Vocabulary with comments from Lesson 13, 313 adjectives, and a few second declension nouns. Now, on the 313 adjectives, notice that it's really just two words, heis, mia, and hin. That is how you say one in Greek. Now, in English, don't be confused because, of course, the number one does not decline. Whether it's one man, one woman, one tree, doesn't matter. But in Greek, the number one does decline into its masculine, feminine, and neuter forms. Of course, we don't need any plural forms of the number one, so we just have heis, mia, and hin. And that declines in a 313 pattern. Okay, the next two words are just no one, and there are two ways to negate things in Greek, me, which negates the non-indicative, and ou, which negates the indicative. You'll find out more about that when we get to verbs. But there are two ways to say no, no one. Okay, so me, des, me de mia, made in, means no one. Ou des, ou de mia, ou den, means no one. And then we have our old friend, pas, pasa, and pon. A good paradigmatic word for the 313 declension pattern, and one you will see a lot of. So it's definitely worth learning this one. Pas, pasa, pon means every or all. Pantheists believe God is in everything. Or maybe God is everything. Actually, it's a panentheist. That means God is in everything. A pantheist believes that God is everything, okay? But you hear the pon. Pon means all or every. Pas, pasa, pon means every or all. Now, look at these second declension nouns. They're all normal except the first one. Hadas, u, he, which means way or road. Now, what's odd about that? Hadas, u, hey. Hey means feminine, and this is a second declension noun, and haven't we learned that second declension nouns are supposed to be masculine or neuter? Well, they are, but there are a few odd feminine second declensions. So take a look at the paradigm. You'll see it looks like a second declension noun, but it's feminine. Okay, so that's an odd one. Oikos, u, ha, means house. Ophthalmos, u, ha, means eye. Now, my wife works for an ophthalmologist. They doctor the eye, right? So ophthalmos means eye. Achlas, u, ha, means crowd. Achlophobia is the fear of crowds. So achlas means crowd. Paideion, u, ta, means child. Related to our English word pediatrics, paideion, pediatrics, okay? It's the medical field devoted to children, of course. So paideion, u, ta, means child. Ploion, u, ta, means boat. Ploion, u, ta, means boat. And finally, huias, u, ha, means sun. It's a very important word, of course, because of the huias tutha'u, the son of God. Huias, sun. Huias, u, ha, means sun.